The pandemic put schools across the country in a tough position. They know the quality of e-learning isn't equal to that of in-person instruction. But even with new in-person safety protocols, some parents aren't going to feel comfortable sending their kids to school. Kathy Griffin is the president of the Illinois Education Association. She says educators have been working with the state to craft the plan, but they still need more clarity. For one, what do you do for high-risk students and staff? She says the Illinois State Board of Education has to set overall guidelines that'll allow room for districts to make changes specific to their schools.
And what's going to happen in Rockford is going to be very different from what's going to happen in Alton.
And she says the state also needs to listen to other school staff members, like cooks, bus drivers, and custodians. The state board says it'll continue to work with educators and public health officials to revise plans before students go back to school. I'm Peter Medlin.